Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Klopp and Chan Have a Plan by Trevor Downey. Here at Latest News, we have an agenda. It's not a Trumpian agenda. There's no snake oil being sold. It's just that without straying into self-delusion and inaccuracy, this column will always aim to present what's new around Liverpool Football Club in the most positive way possible. And granted, the very fabric of that policy had nearly been rent asunder by the awfulness of the first 6 weeks of 2017, but here we remain, with big daft grins on our faces and the remnants of a dream in our souls. The season still offers the potential for joy and satisfaction in the attainment of worthy goals. Initially, as the wheels effectively came off the Red Men's chances of being champions, many of us were irked by the evaporation of what had seemed like a realistic title challenge. It was hard to recalibrate expectations after allowing the thought of finally winning the league again to take hold in our poor, damaged minds. Top four talk was for losers. We were angry, some still are, and that's fair enough. However, in the wake of the superb win over Tottenham, we were able to look at the Barclays Premier League table again, able to watch Match of the Day again, able to enjoy football again. It was really that significant. Liverpool are well placed in what now appears to be an absurdly tight battle for the automatic Champions League places, with Saturday's opponents, the two Manchester clubs, and Arsenal. There is a tangible and worthwhile reward to aim for. And for the sake of our mental health, we should temper our disappointment at opportunities squandered and revel in what remains possible. Of course, it comes as no surprise that throughout the hellish opening of the year, Jurgen Klopp had maintained his pathologically upbeat demeanour. As fans vented spleen, journalists conducted premature postmortems, and ex-red gobs for hire whined on multiple media platforms, Liverpool's German gaffer reinforced in his players' minds the same ideas he always has. These players were good. They'd played excellently. They would again. Another of the club's Teutonic types, Emre Can, has been the subject of much of the negativity and criticism. The tonsorially magnificent midfielder was also the focus of contract speculation, but he insists that Klopp kept the Red Men together throughout the wretched run of results. He's a very positive guy and has been encouraging us and trying to help us have a positive frame of mind so that everybody believes and thinks positively again, averred the mildly photogenic number 23. We have had lots of meetings and he tries to motivate us because he also knows that we cannot forget the good times that we've had this season. We are fifth in the league, 1 point off fourth, which is not too bad in a strong league. We know how quickly things can turn around in football. We have to stay together, be one team and look forward. Of course, after we had so many good times in the first half of the season, nobody thought that we would have a spell like we had. I think we can learn a lot from the past month and come back stronger. The target's always been to finish in the top four of the Premier League and we want to play in the Champions League next year. When you play for Liverpool, playing in the Champions League is always the target. Now, if you've ever wondered whether or not the players are aware of the public opinion of their efforts, well then you clearly haven't been paying attention to how much of their time they spend on Instagram and other such social media. Stories emerged not long ago about players discussing their match ratings in the dressing room. Lucas Leiva took a dignified pop back at a troll on Twitter recently. Dejan Lovren spoke of his disappointment at the ignorant comments that accompanied promotional tweets for LFC TV's documentary about refugees. It's not easy to ignore what people are saying because you naturally tend to read the newspapers and speak to friends and a lot of people in the city, says Chan. Of course, they want to talk about football. It's not easy to ignore, but we have to try and do that because it's the best way to focus on the games ahead. The most important thing is we have to stick together. When we have good performances, we stick together, and we must do the same when we have bad performances. Yes, these players have a professional responsibility to perform. And yes, they are cosseted beings in a rarefied environment who earn enough in a week to change your life. But they are, in the end, just people, with the insecurity and curiosity we all share. Now, if Emre and chums could just limit those bad performances he spoke about between now and May, the need to ignore the outrage will diminish almost completely. Most of us are relatively easily pleased. The target's been changed. It is attainable. And it's probably healthy for all of us to let go of the anger and listen to the gaffer. But then again, as you know, here at Latest News, we have an agenda. Shameless self-promotion alert, so if you don't want to be hearing that kind of nonsense, feel free to click your device off now. This piece today is fairly stereotypical piece that comes in Latest News columns on a daily basis. I have been doing two and thinking of rounding it back to one. I'm not quite sure. I do put my heart and soul into these things on a daily basis to try to present the news, but with a slant, and to try to present it, as it says in that piece there, not in a stupid, happy, clappy, positive way, but in a way that is sometimes the antithesis of the terrible, terrible, gloomy presentation that we quite regularly see on our favorite media platforms. So, would you consider going and having a look at those pieces if and when you decide to have a read? And if you do, Latest News, AnfieldIndex.com, Monday to Friday. Yours truly, talking nonsense. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.